I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Boy, if you missed any part of hour number one, you need to be sure and get it. We had some really interesting conversation about China and Taiwan and Japan and so forth from someone who's lived over there, who's taught in one of the CCP's elite schools, and who was concerned about not being able to even show their face on screen, by the way. Just coming at it, you know, not an aggressive position, but just here are some facts, here's what's going on, and we need to have a broad perspective of it. So that was really good. Then Sheena Rodriguez was with us, and we talked about the border, and we showed you pictures that she took, video of children that are being trafficked. Children that are going to disappear between the ages of 6 and 13, girls that recounted their assaults. And assault is a kind word, because what happened to them is they were raped. They were raped on the way across the border. And yes, I said, any Democrat, Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter to me. Any politician that doesn't have an issue with that supports open borders ought to have their ass shot. Straight up. Okay, now call me a domestic terrorist. Go ahead. That's right. I'm a white Christian constitutional biblicist who believes that children should not be used. And wait till you hear, I'm going to get into the Chloe Cole story at some point. This girl speaking out about how they strong-armed her parents to sign medical releases, and at 14 years of age, they removed her two healthy breasts. And now at 18, she is saying, I will never be able to feed my biological children, ever. And she's trying to get her womanhood back. My next guest is someone who helps people through his business deal with how they're going to survive a natural disaster, an economic collapse, any number of issues. Yes, yes, we all understand what's happening in our country and all these other kinds of things, and we can talk about the political perspectives, but just simply, most people in America are living from paycheck to paycheck, okay? You could, if dad lost his job tomorrow, within 30 to 60 days, it's gonna be, how are we paying the rent or the mortgage? How are we keeping the lights on? And are we gonna eat tomorrow? I'm not playing, I'm serious, okay? My next guest helps people work out a plan. How do you address that so you don't get into the crisis? So if something happens to the job, you can say, okay, we've got some time here. I've got 60 days, 90 days, whatever it is. But I've got space between me and falling off the cliff so that I can handle it. And he comes at it from a biblical worldview. My God, apparently that makes you a domestic terrorist. Tom Rigsby is my guest. Tom, welcome to the program. Golly, Tom, I'm scared. You're scared. I mean, I look at you. You're a scary looking guy, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of scary sitting over here. This is nuts.
Good morning, Pastor Greg.
Good morning.
It is kind of scary, as we were talking right before we got started. You know, all we're doing, American Contingency is the organization, all we do is help people, you know, find like-minded people who want to work together to prepare for what we call life's critical moments. But they're crises. That's what you described. And it could be something as simple as a pink slip at work, two flat tires on the interstate with a dead battery in your cell phone or no cell service. That's a crisis.
You right? Bet.
Especially, you know, where you are, it's 100 degrees in the afternoon. That becomes a crisis really fast. Or it could be something as significant as the impact of a hurricane that we saw this week, or wildfires that, you know, are burning across the major portions of the country. Whatever that crisis is, we just want people to be prepared for that. And as you said, apparently getting people together to talk about being prepared gets us on a list of violent extremists, at least as defined by the FBI. So if that's scary for you or your listeners, I apologize, but, you know,
it would seem to me, right, you know, back when, you know, the world wasn't completely outside of its mind and upside down, you know, we came together in crises as neighbors, caring for one another, being in community, and desiring to help each other to survive catastrophic events.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the community that comes together. You know, we as a society, we talk about first responders a lot. We put them on a pedestal, and absolutely they are, they do the Lord's work in a lot of cases. But the reality is, if you are in a crisis, you are the first responder. You are already on the scene. You are already involved in that crisis.
It's your crisis.
It's your crisis.
Yeah.
And the context of something larger, a tornado, a hurricane, wildfire, floods, your community might be all you have to draw upon, because those, the systemic first responders, those employed by government or you know, agencies, the system, might be overwhelmed and might not be able to get to you. They might be cut off from you. So we have to, it's imperative that we know who our friends, family, and neighbors are, and we begin to work together to put together systems for this. And this is not, this is kind of why it's ironic that we make the FBI's list, because another government agency that starts with F, FEMA, says that we should have 3 months worth of ability to feed ourselves, is the way that they say it, but 3 months worth of food. Well, okay. Well, why aren't they on the list? Because that's all we're advocating as well. And I think, you know, what we have seen, the experience that we've had over the last 2 years of putting American contingency together, it's the sense of organization. It's, you know, one or two people here and there who are prepared for these critical moments, that's not a threat to the system. But once you begin organizing groups in all 50 states, as we have done, now all of a sudden, you might be creating a threat to the viability or the leverage that the system holds over the masses. And I think that's really
the control, because FEMA gets its money to come in and run the disaster relief. And, right. You know, I was in Houston in 2006 for the, for Katrina. I think 2005 for Katrina. And I was at, you're frozen. Are you still? Okay. There. You're back with me. And so I was there, and I operated as a chaplain in the Astrodome, but we had meetings and I was connected with a church that was a part of Operation Compassion, which ran the George R. Brown Center. And to give you a contrast, folks, at the Red Cross Center, they had World War II cots, no food, bottled water for some and nothing for others, and hours of standing in lines with no assistance. Okay? At the George R. Brown Center, they had food available 24/7. They slept on pillow top beds. Families were all kept together, and there were agents available consistently to try and help them. And by the way, it was the inaugural season of the Houston Texans, Tom, and the Texans didn't want their fans to interact with the refugees, they called them. And so the Friday before the game, they threw everybody out or told them that they could go into the area of the basketball center. Well, 2 days before I arrived there in the basketball center, the gangs who had taken that place over raped a 9-year-old girl to the point that she bled to death.
Wow.
And we adopted 5 families. That was all we could afford to do. I sat with a father who we couldn't adopt on one of those cots, crying with him, watching his 2 little girls, because he said, I don't have anywhere to go. I'm going to have to go into that environment, and I don't know what's going to happen to my girls.
Yeah. Well, and in that time frame, in the Katrina and Rita time frame, I lived in Texas, was in the Texas Guard. We did a significant amount of work.
Thank you.
Care for those people. And yeah, the stories of some of those people are just, they're heartbreaking. And it's unbelievable the kind of circumstances that they went through. I saw that, and that certainly influences the work that we do. Even part of the conversations that we have with people is if your plan during an emergency is to evacuate and go to a Red Cross shelter, you still need to take everything with you that you need.
Yeah. Because they're not going to have it.
They're not going to have it. Nope. What I have seen personally, they're not going to have it. And if they do, it's going to be not the best stuff. Now, you know, in a circumstance where you have nothing, it's sometimes better than nothing, but just a little bit of preparation. And here's the other thing people don't think about, Pastor Greg. When that happens, you got a hurricane incoming, you got a wildfire incoming, floodwaters are on the way. What do you grab out of the house to take with you? Do you really want to go through that decision-making process under the stress of 5 minutes to evacuate?
Right.
Or do you want to take a little bit of time now and make that list?
Yeah. Yeah. And have your, you know, get your grab bag ready, you know, put it in the closet. You can do that, but get it ready. So you have a grab bag that is ready to go and you have the things that you basically need, just the basic necessities to be able to survive. Don't go anywhere. Tom Rigsby will be back. AmericanContingency.com. When we get back, I want to talk about more about this domestic terrorist list issue. Because folks, this is really unnerving, and it has flipped it on the upside down. It's we, the people, that are the sovereigns, not them. And we need to get back to understanding our God-given rights. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Tom Rigsby, American Contingency. That's AmericanContingency.com. And, it's a really scary website, to inform, equip, train, and connect. What are they trying to do? Oh, I don't know. What they're trying to do is they were founded by former Green Beret Mike Glover. And, they're, you know, basically to stop the whole political division and get us back on the same page of taking care of one another, being a community. It doesn't matter what political party you belong to. When disaster strikes, when you have a flood, when you have a drought and a heat wave and everything's drying up around you, when your neighbor loses a job, when something happens traumatic to someone in your community, why can't we all be there for one another and help one another and come together and be self-sufficient? The church was originally designed to step in those instances. But talk about, how did you discover that you were on the list as a domestic terrorist for your involvement with American Contingency?
Yeah, so about 6 weeks ago, Project Veritas had a whistleblower from the FBI that provided them a copy of a flyer that had been distributed to all of the FBI offices. And the flyer is a front and back flyer, and it addressed some of the imagery associated with what they have termed militia violent extremists, MVEs.
Right.
There are things like, there are things like Spartan helmet and the Punisher skull and those types of things that are very common. I can see them just driving around town here. But there are also things like the Betsy Ross flag, the Gadsden flag, the Gonzales flag. That's all the imagery that's listed on the front. And on the back, it has a list of organizations that militia violent extremists tend to gravitate toward. And magically, American Contingency appeared there as one of those organizations. And it even said in a little comment next to, our logo that, we have a low history of violence. Well, Pastor Greg, we have a zero history of violence. We do talk about personal security and how to secure your home and how to respond if you're being attacked and things like that. But it's the category we even talk about that in is security and defense. We're not, you know, and that's just a smart thing for everybody to know how to do. When you go to the gas station, you get out, walk around your car to pump gas, lock your door. I mean, you know how many people lose their car between the time they get out of the driver's door and get to the gas pump and somebody jumps in the car and drives off with it? Simple little things like that. That's what we talk about, not how to overthrow governments. That's just not what we do.
Well, and to put into perspective this list, for example, and I talked about this, with David Sumrall, who created BloodyHill.com, which is a documentary about what happened on January 6th. But you have, you know, on this FBI document that you're talking about, for example, Lavoy Finicum, who was murdered by the FBI, is listed as an MVE martyr. Ashley Babbitt, who was murdered by the D.C. Capitol Police. And they again get this on record. Ashley Babbitt, Roseanne Boylan, Kevin Grissom, and Benjamin Phillips were murdered by D.C. Capitol Police on the 6th of January. And Brian Sicknick, which is who they used to set these agents off, was brought not once, but twice by Patriot medics to D.C. Capitol Police Command on January 6th. And they said, hey, he is not well. He needs medical attention. And they refused to give him medical attention. And he subsequently died of a stroke. Strokes that he had likely been having all day long, not related to any encounters. There's not one piece of film evidence showing him being assaulted. It was all a lie. It was all made up. And folks, this is the kind of stuff, but you had that. You had Ruby Ridge, where an FBI sniper shot Randy Weaver's preteen son and then killed his unarmed wife while she was holding a baby, all over him having created a sawed-off shotgun for someone else, wasn't even in his possession, who had encouraged him and said, please create this for me. It was another one of those Whitmer setups like the FBI did regarding the governor and the plot. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in serious trouble. You need to contact your senators and your congressmen and tell them that they need to investigate the FBI and this list. Tom Rigsby, AmericanContingency.com. They can help you in a disaster. AmericanContingency.com. This is not a domestic terrorist organization. This is an organization that you should embrace that is caring for and helping communities to come together. God bless you, Tom. God bless all that your organization does. I'm Pastor Greg, host of Chosen Generation Radio. Rick Lawrence coming up. We're going to talk suicide prevention right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen and watch each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, September is Suicide Prevention Month. And I'm pretty transparent. It's interesting. I've been doing this 11 years, this particular show. And when I first started, especially on the local market, I would run into people in the grocery market. And they would ask me pretty personal questions. And I'd think, how in the world? And then I'd realize, oh yeah, I talked about that on the air. So I'm going to be very transparent with you. Number one, at the age of 13, I was on the verge of suicide when I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I have been battling that battle almost my entire life. And then when my adrenal gland and my pituitary gland collapsed on me in 2004 and they gave me 3 to 6 months to live, the physiological effect of that was on the serotonin and dopamine and the amino acids and so on. And so the issue of suicide has been something that I have personally addressed and battled and fought. And my dad, at the age of 68, attempted suicide. So this is something that I'm not unfamiliar with. And if I didn't have the spiritual tools, because there's a spiritual part of this, there's no way I win this battle. I know that. I want to welcome my next guest. He has the number one best-selling book, Jesus-Centered Bible. He hosts a podcast called Paying Ridiculous Attention to Jesus. I just love that, okay? And they have written a book. He and Daniel Amina, Dr. Daniel Amina, who is a psychiatrist and associate medical director of Amen Clinics, have written a book called The Suicide Solution: Finding Your Way Out of the Darkness. I welcome Rick Lawrence to the program. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me here.
It's great to have you. It's great to have you. And I know you didn't know any of that about me or my background. And I know, and you know, but I think it's important because I people need to be comfortable to have this conversation. That's the reality. And there's so much devaluation. We're told man's the problem. You're the issue. If you would just get out of the way and go off and literally go off and die somewhere, if we would just reduce the population, if we would kill New York, if we would just kill the babies after they're born. I mean, my God, we have a death culture. It's either kill them when you're old or kill them when you're young. And that's the solution. Rick, we're in an uphill battle trying to tell people about the value of life.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Just even what you shared so far, Greg, that we are in an epidemic of anxiety, depression, and suicidality. And it's an epidemic, though, that very few people are talking about. So very, very many people have a connection to the kind of story you just told. But very few people have been given, a way of talking about this that normalizes it enough to start helping people. So even in the story that you told in our book, Suicide Solution, it's an approach to this that is preemptive instead of reactive. And it came out of, experiences I've had and my co-author, Dr. Daniel Amina, has had of seeing the primary response to this issue, this epidemic, as reacting after the fact instead of what can you do prior to live the kind of life that creates sort of a bulwark against this downward slide into anxiety and depression. And the metaphor that we use in the book is it's familiar to everyone. It's computer hardware and computer software. So I just got a new phone yesterday and after 7 years, and it's because my hardware inside the antenna in my old phone was dying. And so I couldn't make phone calls anymore. And the software was so outdated that the phone was just not operating anymore and it was soon to die. Well, we're the same thing. Our hardware is our biology, and our software is our psychology, our soul. And the two work together to bring wholeness and health to us. So in the book, we tackle both sides of our computer system. How can you help your biology? Like, for instance, your pituitary gland that you just talked about. How can you help the biology so that it elevates your emotional stability? And how can you deal with the software side of who you are, which Jesus did both of those things. He was always dealing with people's biology, and he was always dealing with their psychology, their soul, their emotional life as well.
Well, and that ties directly into the spiritual, you know, aspect of this as well, and how we're created. We're created in multiple parts. So you're breaking out and saying, listen, the software has to work with hardware. Hardware has to be compatible with software. They have to be able to communicate with one another. Back in the day, right, you couldn't take a Microsoft software product and put it on an Apple machine. I mean, you did that, that was, you just plain couldn't do it until Apple began to build bridges so that you could. By the same token, you couldn't take an Apple software product and stick it on a Windows machine. The two wouldn't work. And if your systems get out of whack, you better figure out how to get them to communicate with each other.
Right. Yes. And there are practical ways to deal with your biology. Sometimes people think, well, my biology is my biology. I have a pituitary gland problem that I'm going to have to live with it. But there are many, many life practices that can impact our biology and bring greater, deeper health to it. We already know that there's many things that we can do to help renovate and restore our soul. And so in our book, the first third of it is a kind of building a foundation around understanding what to do.
This is my biological support system here. and then back behind me, CGR wellness that we talk about. These are things that products that I take that are designed specifically to help support your physical system to give you a chance. Let's be honest. As you said, we're in a battle not only with you know, that we've got an environment, right? That, you know, just a general physical environment that is sucking life out of us to a degree.
Yeah.
You know, tensions, lack of sleep, bad nutrition habits, all kinds of things that are playing a role in this, Rick.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Greg. And once we start to learn more about that, it can feel overwhelming a little bit. Like, there's so many things I have to do in our book, we offer a sort of a broad menu of possibilities that address both the biological side of this and the software side of this. And it's just meant as a menu, like you'd go into a restaurant and look over the menu. We're not saying that you need to do all of the practical things that we have in this book. We're saying some of these things will fit into your life. As we were writing the book, and starting to practice some of these things ourselves, things that I had not done before, some of these practices changed my life right away and continue to change my life now. So one of those things was, again, it's patterned after the modeling of Jesus. We think of Jesus in so many ways, in ways that he is not. But he was a very vigorous, active, even athletic person. He worked as a basic, we think of him as a carpenter, but he was actually more likely a stonemason for working in his father's business. A very physically demanding job until he was 30 years old. And researchers have pinpointed that the amount of travel that Jesus did during his life was the equivalent of the circumference of the earth. So this is a man who walked the circumference of the earth in his life and worked as a stonemason until he was 30. So this physical part of his life was part of his whole living as well.
Right.
And it translates to the kind of life that we live that allows us to live in a healthy way and put up a barrier in this kind of slip and slide, this downward slope where we get caught up in our own destructive narratives. This way of living that combines these sort of biological approaches with the kinds of psychological practices that Jesus lived his life by.
Well, and when you stop and think about that, you know, and you consider what he survived, I mean, the beating that he took, the whipping that he took at 33, you know, at the end before he even went to the cross, you know, that Pilate was like, you know, take it easy on him, take it easy on him, but they didn't take it easy on him. And the fact that his physical body was able to withstand what it did gives you some sense of, you know, of that physical fortitude that you're talking about. Having gone through what I went through, you know, I mean, I can tell you, you know, if I hadn't been a big guy and muscular and the things that I had going on for me at the age that I was, I wouldn't be sitting here. We'll talk more about that and then get into the software and the psychological side of this and the healthy things that you can do, some good habits you can form with Rick Lawrence, the suicide solution, right after this break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Rick Lawrence, the suicide solution. And you know, Rick, I think, you know, in light of what we're talking about, if you can give folks some tools that they can use. We've talked about the biological side, and I, you know, that's one of the reasons, folks, that I encourage people to get the right balance of vitamins and minerals and things into your system. But talk about what are some of the other things. Yeah, you mentioned, you know, talking, walking, you know, being like Jesus, the stonemasonry. You were talking about his yeah. physical strength and walking and health. Talk to me about some of the things you encourage people to do.
Sure. So let me give you a couple of examples from both sides of the equation, the hardware and software side. So sure. I mentioned Jesus' active physical life. All of what we present has roots in science and psychiatry, but also maps to the way Jesus lived his life and taught. So One thing that happens in Japan right now, it's a major activity in Japan, is something called forest bathing, where Japanese people spend regular and large amounts of time just walking in forests. And they call it forest bathing, but there's actual science behind it, because I didn't know this before Daniel and I started writing this book, but trees and foliage put off an oil. It's not something you can see in the air, but it's an oil that fills the air, and that oil is health giving. So that's why when people say that when they're in nature, they feel closer to God. In some ways, God has so created the world to nurture and support life
right.
as a fundamental foundation, that even when you're walking in a forest, you're getting the benefit of that oil that trees in massive amounts are releasing into the atmosphere. Hmm. It actually changes your mood when you're walking in a place that's thick with this oil. So, can you, in your everyday life, walk more and have more connection to God's created world? If you can, you'll be gaining the benefit that he's already planted in our environment. The other thing on the software side, a major thread in the book.
Let me just throw in, I was just going to say, because you think about, right, Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. And when you read just, you know, we don't have a ton of material to go on, but there is quite a bit in there about the garden. And it's quite obvious that it is filled with trees and greenery, much as you're talking about. I just thought that was interesting, right? That, you know, in God's perfect plan, perfect world, we would spend a lot of time in that kind of an environment.
Yeah, and who knew that immersing ourselves in air that's full of phytocytes could actually help our mood? Now, these are all small things. It's not right. like walking in the forest is going to help a severely suicidal person come back from the brink. These are all ways that you live your life by doing small things that contribute to your health.
Right.
So on the software side, uh-huh. a thread that goes through the whole book is dealing with what we call our destructive narratives. We all know what these are. These are stories we tell ourselves about ourselves that help us to make sense of our life and ourselves. And some of those narratives are destructive. Let me just give you a quick example of one that we give in the book. And I've given the person the name Talisha, even though that's not her real name. So she wrote this in her journal, that there's a weed in me telling me that the pandemic is sadder and harder on me and my family because there's something wrong with me. And I deserve to have it harder because I'm not as healthy as others are. That's it. It's a punishing attitude, and I deserve punishment because I'm not as healthy as my other friends. This is a lie I know, and it's been growing ever since the pandemic started. The message of the lie is telling me that I've made it harder on my family because I'm not as healthy or as capable or on top of things as the rest of my family and friends. And she goes on from there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear the narrative
right.
that she has told herself to help herself make sense of why she's experiencing the emotions she is. But that narrative, if it was allowed to continue to grow in her like a weed, its intent is to destroy her in the end. We wow. all have a relationship with narratives like that.
Right.
And they're not Self-talk. All weaponized, and they don't all get to the point where they actually destroy us, but it's playing with fire. And
yeah.
Jesus, in every encounter he had with someone who needed physical healing, if you notice, he was also trying to heal their narrative at the same time. The woman with the issue of blood who touches his cloak in the middle of the public square, and she's immediately healed and tries to hide away from it. He stops. In an emergency situation where he's going to heal a girl who's about to die, he stops right. and points out that this woman needs community healing as well. And so he calls her out into the public square and lets her say, "It's me. I've been healed." And he heals her community connections at the same moment.
And Rick, another piece that I think is interesting in that same story, then when he gets to Jairus's house, well, for starters, right after that, he's told she's dead. So don't bother. Don't go to the rabbi. Leave the rabbi alone. Jesus says, "No. Do you believe? Let's go." And when they get there, he is mocked by everyone in the home except for the mother, the father, Peter, and John. Mm-hmm. And so what does he do? He empties the house of all of the mockers, and the only people that are allowed to remain are the mother, the father, Peter, John, and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings into the environment only those who will have the faith to hear his words of life and believe by faith in what God is about to do.
Yeah, that's really good, Greg. And that it matters what, who is supporting what narratives in your life.
Amen.
It matters who you have around you. Yeah. What kind of narrative are they supporting in your life? And so we, in the book, we go through a whole host of what we call cognitive distortions. That those are the, those are those weeds planted in us that lead to these destructive narratives. And there are ways to combat cognitive distortions in our life. There are ways to confront those things before they take us further down that slope.
Yeah. Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat of its fruit.
Yeah.
And so critical. The suicide solution, we're almost out of time here, but the suicide solution, Rick Lawrence, is one of the authors of that. You can pick it up at Amazon. The suicide solution, finding your way out of the darkness, practical approaches, both physiologically and psychologically, to help you to address that issue. And folks, if you're challenged in this, man, please reach out and get some help. You can reach out to me, PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We will be happy to connect you with some help. The suicide solution, finding your way out of darkness. Rick, thanks so much for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.